Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about Joe Condrell being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of ours. She's a professional speaker, trainer, and a consultant. She's the author of one of my favorite books, A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life. Also a book that sold something under a billion copies around the world, 101 ways to improve your communication skill instantly. That's like the little engine that just kept on pulling, you know, that book just keeps on selling. And a number of other things that she's done, and we count on her to help us get centered in our lives and still make things happen. She's our good friend. Joe Condrell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for inviting me.
That little 101 ways book is just... it's like the little red hen. It just keeps on cranking out those eggs, doesn't it?
Isn't it amazing? It's a simple idea, but it's so essential, even in America, although foreign publishers have latched onto it in a big way, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I've had my copy now for almost 10 years. And you know, let's be honest. This is not a wow book to look at. I mean, to pick it up, look at it, it's a little book. It's kind of got a purple front cover with a lightning strike, and you know, I mean, you guys, you know, you didn't spend $25,000 developing this cover here.
No, actually, we did hire a designer, and that's a photograph that we licensed.
I know, I'm not dissing your book. You know that. I've been telling too many people about it for all these years, but I'm just saying, you got to be looking at that and saying, we had no idea.
The designer suggested we had found, quote, a hole in the market.
A hole in the universe, I think, is what you found. So that was first published in 98. So if I'm not mistaken, we launched this book on my show back in 98.
I believe we did.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm always glad to help you out there, Joe. You know, I do whatever I can.
I certainly appreciate you.
Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Oh, speaking of appreciation, that's one of the things that's on my mind. Giving thanks to, first of all, the veterans. Veterans Day is coming up, and what are we doing?
The 11th of November. Now that's on a Sunday this year.
Well, that's good, because then people can go to the parades, they can say thank you to the vets in a really big way. Yep. But we can do it in our businesses as well. You know, it's always some space to say thank you to a person in uniform or anyone who's ever served, because when you look at the upcoming generation, how many of them really don't appreciate what they have in America because they've never served, they don't know anybody who's served. They just take everything for granted.
My son, as my audience, many in my audience knows, my son was in Fallujah as a Marine in 04, and he was in the Al Anbar province as a Marine Force Recon in 06 and 07, part of 07. And I ran into a girl, a young lady, at a store during his first tour. I mean, this is the first tour. This is like, you know, not much more than a year after we had the invasion. And she saw my name. She said, "Oh, are you Craig's dad?"
I said,
"Yes, I am." And she said, "Well, I went to school with him. How's he doing?" And she said, and I said, "Well, he's fine. He's in Iraq." She said, "Where's that?"
Oh my goodness.
Now, never mind the geography deficiency here, but I mean, a year after we'd invaded, Iraq was, of course, Iraq hasn't been off the news any day since then, but certainly at that point in time, it was pretty much part of all of our world, you know. And again, never mind that she wasn't plugged into the news, she wasn't aware that one of her classmates was standing a post on her behalf. Now, that's really unfortunate, isn't it?
It's dangerous, I think, Jim. I think it's a foreboding of what we're going to be facing in the future if we don't begin to educate our children, to expose them to a broader perspective than text messaging their friends.
Right.
And we've got to get some core values in front of them so that we have a United States of America that we're proud of in 2010, in 2025. We're losing sight of what we really mean to the people of the United States and the people of the world.
I don't think it's just the younger generation either, though, Joe.
Oh, you're right.
I'm concerned about America in general.
Mm-hmm.
We have too many people who are very quick to diss the United States, to blame the United States,
mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. It's unfortunate to see that, and I don't see a lot of that though in small business, Joe. And the reason I think that's the case is because we're out here where the rubber meets the road. There are no more raw emotions and feelings and exposure and fear and intensity than when a small business goes to work every day.
I think you're right, Jim.
And so if there's one thing that we value, I think, it's the blessing that we have been given.
Mm-hmm.
that we are required to be the stewards of this blessing, to pass along,
mm-hmm.
of being able to make our way in a free market economy.
And you're so right, and I believe that small business is going to be the salvation of the United States. They're going to be the catalyst for turning this whole country around, because we do have values and we impact the public on a daily basis. And if we stick to our values instead of crumbling in the face of criticism, it's amazing how the agencies in the United States will change their policy because of one
right.
objection,
right.
and instead
yeah.
of having the majority rule.
Yeah, we do a lot of knee-jerking in this country now. You know, I've had people say to me, you know, but our allies in Europe are not happy with us, you know, like France. You know, what are we going to do about France? You know what I say? I say, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if they don't want to stand by us, then they're not our allies.
That's
and
right.
last time I checked, we pulled their bacon out of the fire last time. In fact,
exactly.
the last two times.
Exactly.
Twenty after. Don't get me wound up here, Joe. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We got more to come with our good friend Joe Condrell right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find the show. Lots of different ways. Articles like crazy coming out your ears there. We got hundreds of Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Our blog is there. You can check it out, and we update it every weekday. Also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now, and there is no barrier to entry on either one of our sites. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Joe Condrell is all over our sites. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life. Also, her newest book, I think this is your newest one, Joe, From Book Signing to Bestseller. Is that the last one?
That's the last one. I have an yep. e-book that I put out on the Mastermind. Mastermind manual. I'm sold on the Mastermind principle.
Right, exactly. Now tell us where we can find that one.
That one's at mastermindmanual.com.
Mastermindmanual.com. And you still have joecondrell.com?
I do, joecondrell.com. Okay. That's without the E, J-O,
yeah.
Condrell.
Yeah, and
then
two L's on the Condrell.
Excuse me?
I was just saying two L's on Condrell.
Yes. Thank you.
And what about Gold Mines?
Goldmines.com.
.com. All right. So check those out, folks. Lots of good stuff there. I promise you, whatever Joe offers is top shelf. All right, Joe. Now, you got me all wound up a while ago in the last segment. And we're trying to be talking about being thankful and grateful for stuff. When I talk to, one of the things that has been interesting to me when I am around the younger generations, the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, I'm impressed by two things. What good human beings they are,
mm-hmm.
who are not grateful for what they've been given.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an interesting, sort of a dichotomy, isn't it? I mean, they're good people. I mean, the young people I know are fine individuals, fine young people, fine human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't seem to have acquired any kind of a sense of being grateful for the things that they've been given. And I don't know, maybe we were that way, Joe. I know you're a lot younger than me, but I think I was grateful for what. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I'm just fooling myself. But I think you're right. I think we should all stop, slow down a little bit, and say, you know what? Look around you, mm-hmm. and look at what you have. You know, we've got a lot here in this country, in the United States, mm-hmm. and many people around the world. I mean, this is not a bad time to be alive, is it?
No, it's an exciting time to be alive, and I think that we're not doing the job in the schools of helping our young people to appreciate what they have, and so they're not getting it anywhere. And it's up to us, because once they get out of school, you know, they're sort of drifting until they find, what it is they really want and go after it, and then they realize what they have. I was in Seattle last week, and the taxi driver was from Ethiopia. I said, well, how do you like being in the United States? He said, it's great. I love America. He said, we all love America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't it wonderful that the immigrants who come to this country appreciate America? And
well, they've got something. They've got a contrast.
Yeah, they have another experience. And that's what we need to get across to our younger people. Many of them don't have a veteran in the family, don't have anybody that they can relate to. So,
well, see, this is what you can blame the volunteer army on this, which I remember very well. I actually was part of the non-volunteer army, and then I became part of the volunteer army back in the 60s and 70s, but I have something that I would like to see, Joe. I'd like to see it become law that every person who graduates from high school or becomes 18 if they're not in high school has to inconvenience themselves for at least 1 year, maybe two, on behalf of their country. Now, that they don't have to go in the military. They can do other things. They get three hots in a cot. They get medical care. They get a stipend, just enough to... You know, to buy a soft drink and a cookie every once in a while. Nothing fancy. But they get a stipend and three hots in a cot and a purpose for life.
Mm-hmm. I think that's terrific. And I think our small business people can help influence that idea and further it so that we all know there's value in serving our countrymen. There's value in appreciating America. I'd like to see every small business in America fly the American flag on Veterans Day and every day.
Yep. It's a good idea. We should all do more of that. There's no question about it. Joe, we got about a minute left. The holidays are coming up. A good time to focus on these things, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Thanksgiving first, and then of course we got Veterans Day, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas.
And
Hanukkah.
Right.
Yep.
And let's keep Christ and Christmas and respect the Hanukkah celebration as well and all of the other religious holidays. But I believe in the spirit of Christmas, and I won't send a holiday card. I'll send a Christmas card.
Yeah.
But that's my preference.
I
send Hanukkah cards to my Jewish friends. So we just need to respect our differences.
Thankfulness is universal, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
In my newsletter, I have an article on how to say thank you. Just ask for it.
I like that. We all need to be doing that more often. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jim.
Joe Condra, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and she'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Gonna take a quick one. We'll be right back with our good friend Don Cooper. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman to take us out. But you know him as Little Richard.
back for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.